The next session will be by Asish Abraham Joseph, who will be talking on the economic, human, and policy impact on mapping in the public sector. In this session, he'll be using projects such as the utility mapping of state electricity, of the State Electricity Board, participatory mapping of government offices, and so many more, to explain the experience in working on some of the major projects in the public sector related to free and open source GIS platforms and where they implemented OpenStreetMap data. So without much more to do, Asish will go ahead. And if you have any questions as he will be presenting, feel free to add these questions to the session pad, where and you can find this on the detailed description in the program. Thank you so much. Can go ahead, Asish.
Hello, everybody. So myself, Asish from India. So I'm here to present my some experiences during working with public sector government departments. So the some of the impacts we saw during some GIS projects with government are economy, human, and policy impacts. And let me talk about myself. So I'm basically a free software web developer turned into FastJS. During some research activities we perform along with state government force agency called ICFOS. And currently I am working with a startup called Computing Freedom Collective and along with another NGO for free software developments in Kerala. So yeah, so coming to the topic, these are the projects which we did using FastJS mainly. So number one is utility mapping done for the electricity board for optimizing their network. And then another one is mapping of government offices across in the state using a participatory model. Then another one is the analysis of a fiber optic network route. And then next one is some canal digitization process done using drone imageries and some tools based on OSM. And then another one is a cartography project which we done generating maps of for the local self-government bodies in regard of disaster preparedness. And next thing is this one thing which we done for as a technical support in our state IT department for a project initiative called Mapathon Kerala. Let me brief about each topics, how we did these. So coming to each one by one, first one was the utility mapping of state electric network. And the first requirement, there was stunned because of the huge number of features to be mapped. But at initial look arounds, they were going for artificial intelligence or any satellite imagery detection mechanisms. But later on, we could find out less expensive way using the human resource with the field department, and we could just train them to use Open Data Kit for a field survey. And using that Open Data Kit, almost around 6,000 people mapped 1.4 million electric poles in 15 days with less than 5 meter accuracy. So that was very much required. That was well sufficient enough for what our planning, as per our planning. And later on, using those electric poles, which then we used some trained professionals from the department itself. We gave training in using JOSEM, and those electric poles locations were imported to the JOSEM, and we could draw electric lines connecting those using OSM standards itself. Then due to the requirements of from the department, we then later developed an application based on OSM stack itself. As the everything was in OSM standard, we just made out a solution called Power Map, and right now every data is currently being migrated into Power Map from the application. Right now the whole data is residing in a PostGIS DB, and from that we are migrating into this application called the Power Map based on the RailSpot API, and we just connected ID and MapNIC for rendering maps from there. So this is one of our flagship project, and then later on we just covered another interesting project called MapMyOffice, which was done primarily for mapping the state government offices of Kerala state, and it was almost around 20,000 offices, and we just made out a web application using HTML5 and Laravel, and we gave a social login for each departments and offices, so any member of each office can log into this social using social login, and there will be a basic form coming up with asking their geolocation, and these attributes were standardized into OSM standard, and we just collected those informations. Almost 17,000 were mapped with an accuracy of less than 20 meter, and once we validate, there are some duplicates currently, and once you validate and sanitize all the data, this will be published to OSM later. And currently the IT department is in hold of that project. Then next thing is route analysis done for the fiber optic network planning for the state, done by IT infrastructure of our state. So, but initially there were some concerns regarding the total cable length requirement for the budget plannings. So initially the mathematical calculations were not going that much pretty good. Then we came to a conclusion that GIS will do much help rather than going for this normal traditional calculations. So we just go on with the locations which we covered up in the earlier phase using this participatory mapping, and those office locations be poured into this. This was the offices for initial plan of fiber optic network, and then from the point of presences POPs of the station nodes of fiber optic, from those to each offices, we just found out the locations using through raw data and using OSRM engine, and we could get some private road data from this central computing development of the India's government, and we could get some data from them, and we ported it into OSRM and used it for creating the shortest route along paths network, and use from then we just cleared and sanitized some data using the QGIS and GRASS plugins, and we could make it into a single network structure, and finally we could find out the almost approximate length as 30,000 kilometers using the same QGIS plugin called Field Calculator. And then another project was the canal volume analysis of a paddy field area at almost around 4,226 hectare of area, and we just used some We just use some toolchains in connecting with OpenDroneMap and OpenStreetMap, and almost using 4 drone pilots with DJI Phantom drones, and then myself including 4 technicians along with them. We just mapped out the whole area in just less than 7 days. And then using that data, we just the imagery data, we could generate a higher resolution orthomap, which you can see in the figure, in with less than 8 centimeter resolution. And almost, and then after using this ortho imagery as base map, we could engage another 20 people for and train them in JOSM, and they could just sketch the canal area out. And that's how in OSM we just, as we all know, in OSM we just have a single line structure for canal system, but here we wanted the all three dimensions. That's why we were tracing it out using this ortho imagery. And after that, making the 2D image of this, later we just surveyed depth from different points using Cobo Toolbox, and using those sample values and connecting this 2D diagrams, we could find out approximate total volume of the area. Then another interesting project was the automated cartography for local self-government bodies. And this was done in regard of disaster preparedness along with the State Disaster Management Authority. Here we had almost, we have almost more than 1,000 local self-government institutions, and in concern the requirement was almost around 30 different layouts, 30 different thematic maps, and using QGIS and some plugins called Atlas Composer, those things, we could make out the maps automatically. We could try out the maps automatically generated and using some Python scripts. So then almost 31,000 maps were generated in less than 15 days. So that is some kind of achievement which we could make out in regard with disaster preparedness. So last but not least, current project which we are running upon at our state itself is one thing called Mapathon Kerala, which was in turn planned after, as regard with the recent disaster issues, natural disaster issues as flood and landslide currently being occurred year after year. It's unluckily it's still continuing. So as regard with that, IT department of our state has planned to make an initiative, a mass initiative for putting out the whole data into OSM and use make the most out of it for each departments. So our part is just to give technical support for that, which will encourage the contributions using some gamified tools such as scoreboard and any map roulette such applications, such private instances of such application customized will be used for the purposes of contributions, and then some statistical analysis or any visualization tools for these departments also are also being proposed, and currently we are being working on that. So these are the main projects which we covered upon. And coming to the main topic, the impacts. So during each project, these were the concerns which we got. Means how much money should we spend or should I spend? Then how much accuracy do I need? And then how much human involvement? These three questions were arising upon whichever project which we came across. So from the very first project, the money, what money should I spend? Then in regard of the electricity board project, at very first the concern was, shall we go for this satellite imagery, machine learning processing or something like that. Then the budget shooted across, means more than 200 crores INR, I think. So that was the initial estimate they could find out for finding out this thing. So they were planning to buy some high resolution satellite imagery also. That was the main cost pricing factor, I think. But later on, we could propose something using Open Data Kit and their field staff itself. So in that project itself, we can see the accuracy necessity was less than 5 meters. Means nothing, no bombing precision was required. Means anyway, there are some changes happening to the network day by day. There will be some additions, there will be some updations. So those things we have to change it one or another way. So at first we could have just mapped it out whatever things are there. Then using such infrastructures as of OpenStreetMap, we could just update those data based on the satellite imageries or any other provisions which we have. So then there was the question of accuracy, which is now clear. Then the later question was, how much human involvement? Just as the electricity board have that much intelligent, means that much technical oriented staff which have a good knowledge about their own network, we could just able to collect the whole data within 15 days. That was a great achievement for us. So using those 60,000 people, those 6,000 people, we could just collect the whole data which is spread across 60,000 kilometer line length span of the network. So that is one thing there. And later on, looking the other projects also, the main regard of OpenStreetMap, as I believe the main regard of OpenStreetMap is also regarding this human involvement, improving the human involvement rather than money being spent. And in those regards, how to balance the accuracy then? Without being much money spent and involving the human, how we can maintain that accuracy? That was our main concern in almost all projects. That we could achieve something way better, I think. And every result of each projects were really good for regarding the government purposes. That's all. Thank you. So myself, Ashish Abraham Joseph, my OSM ID is as follows, and my email ID is as follows, ashish@cfc.net.in, and currently I am working as a software engineer at CFC, in the company called Computer Freedom Collective, a startup run by us. And that's all for today. Thank you, everybody.
Great. It's been really amazing seeing the use of OpenStreetMap data and also free and open source geospatial software in the urban planning space and infrastructure development as you've presented. We have a few questions that have been posted in the session panel.
It's been really amazing seeing.
So the first one is, what addressing standards were used to provide addresses and unique permanent codes for plotted buildings? And have you considered using open location codes from Google?
Hi, Thanks a lot for asking that question. Actually, we haven't used any such open location standards, any open location codes. But in regard of the electric utility mapping, there was one concern. They required a unique identifier, such any numbers. But that time we couldn't give any such solutions. And seriously, we would consider this into that project.
Okay, so for the second question is, how open is like the data, government data in your area? The exact question is much data a government secret there? So I guess
yeah,
the person
is actually
how open government data is.
Yeah, I think so. So regarding that question, it is really interesting. Actually, currently, Indian government, the whole central government is in process of creating an open data policy for releasing the most of the data as public in regard of the GIS data also. But mostly, some of the departments are yet to release this data in the public. So I think most of the data are still not open, just regard of the accuracy issues and some sort of confidence issues, how they can publish it. So that is the main concerns most of the departments, which are showing it as a suppressing the data to public rather than being giving into as open. So right now, regarding some of the projects which we did, the one electric mapping, that one project, the whole data is public. And also other mapping office, the government institution mappings, those data are also recently being public. So once the validation is completed, those data will be added into OpenStreetMap.
Great. The next question. I saw you presented something on telecommunications. So this person is asking, so 30 kilometers is the proposed fiber network. So how much fiber is that? Like how much fiber does that translate to?
Yeah, actually, I also don't have much idea about the real numbers in the field. Our involvement was purely based on the research or basically regarding the budget planning purpose, those areas. And we didn't get any actual numbers while it went into implementation. So I hope the numbers are almost similar to the ones we proposed.
Okay, the last question is on the mapper, your mapping team. So someone is asking, how did you find, recruit and train 6,000 mappers for the project, for the first project that you mentioned in your presentation?
Yeah, actually, those 6,000 are already the fields of the electricity board, and we just collected those field staffs from each different areas so that they have a basic idea, a basic technical ideas. They are just the field officers themselves working for the electric department, and we just give them a basic training on Open Data Kit, how to use the surveying tool for the purpose of mapping the electric poles. We just gave them a basic training using virtual methods, and that was very much effective. And we just got the whole data in less than 15 days. almost 1 lakh data were popping up in each days. Using those methods, we could able to finish up the whole thing within expected delivery times.
Okay, that was the last question. Thank you so much for sharing with us the projects that you've done in your area. I've not personally had so much about OSM in this space, the urban planning and infrastructure development space. So it's been nice learning a thing or two about this. And I guess we look forward to catching up with like the progress of this project and how much more we can learn and implement in other countries as well. Thank you so much, Asish.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for giving this opportunity. Thank you.